Today, Paris becomes the first European capital to ban rentable electric scooters from its streets. Paris was one of the first major cities to embrace them. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the love affair did not last.
Okay, so here, scan to ride. I've scanned it. It says I can start riding. Check your brakes. Make sure you wear a helmet. Step on, push off, press go, accelerate. One rider per scooter only and no drunk driving. Here I go.
I take a last spin on an e-scooter at the end of August. When I turn it back in, I have to send a picture to prove I'm parked in a properly designated place.
We have tried to make a regulation of scooters, electric scooters in 2020 by reducing the number of operators, by reducing the numbers of scooters, and by using new rules, especially in parking.
That's David Belliard, advisor to the Paris mayor for transportation, mobility, and the transformation of public spaces.
3 years after, a lot of problems still exist, especially in terms of insecurity and in terms of sharing of public space.
The scooters were also ordered off the sidewalks, and the companies which operated them were required to place speed limits on the devices after many injuries and 2 reported deaths. But even after the changes, an Italian tourist walking along the Seine River became the 3rd fatality when she was hit by a scooter carrying 2 riders. Nevertheless, many are disappointed over the ban, none more so than young people like 17-year-old Maria Cantal and her friend Ines Renaud.
That's not good for us because the scooter was good to get around everything. So it was more simple.
Oh. It's very sad.
Yes. It was very cool and so we're sad.
But after a petition garnered 18,000 signatures, the city put the question of whether the e-scooters were to be or not to be on a referendum last April. 89% of the 104,000 voters elected to get rid of them. Privately owned scooters are exempt. Even though only 11% of registered voters cast a ballot, city officials say that is a significant number for a local issue. The 3 companies that operated scooters in Paris had until August 31st to get 15,000 electric scooters off the streets. 56-year-old Nathalie Dupont says hallelujah.
Yes, they've disappeared. I'm so happy. People still went too fast and on the sidewalks. I have a friend who broke her leg and her arm when a scooter ran into her.
Paris city official Belliard says Rome, London, and Brussels no doubt face a similar situation, but he believes Paris's problems were more intense.
Paris is a small town, very dense, with a lot of people. So public space is a very big and high pressure in terms of utilization.
Paris is Europe's most densely populated city, he says, so more people share the public space. In a press statement, Lime, the biggest e-scooter operator, said it would redeploy its Paris fleet to dynamic European cities where scooter use is growing. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.